She will say the meanest stuff to me, but I can't break up with her because I'm not going back to the gym. Do we have any single people here? Any single ladies in the house? Are you single? No. Do we have any single ladies? Single ladies in the house? Any single ladies? Gotta have one. One over there. What's your name, young lady? Ariel? Well, that's part of it. You're dating a fish? No. She's a person. Everybody calm down, all right? Her name's Ariel. Ariel, what do you look for in a guy? First thing you look for in a guy, Ariel?
Nothing.
You should... How are you still single? I don't know. Everybody here has something. I'm leaving. That's good, though. Stay single. It's nice. Yeah, right. You don't need them? Right. Do we have any single guys here? Any single guys? Single gentlemen? Anybody? Where are single guys at? Single right here? Single, what's your name, buddy? You're Jake? Shocking. You look like a Jake. If I were to guess, does this guy not look like the Wikipedia version of Jake? If there was ever a Jake, it would be you. This guy looks like the Boise State quarterback over here. Jake over here, just catch the ball, please. Jake, what do you look for in a young lady, Jake?
Kind.
No, you're a liar, Jake. You don't look for kindness, Jake. I found somebody with nothing. I found somebody. Jake's over here. He's got nothing. Ariel right here. Found Jake. Let me know if you want to go hiking or something. Jake's over there. I'll bring snacks. I want nothing. I want you to show up with nothing, Jake. Stay single, bro. It's way easier, man. Are you guys dating over here? Dating?
Married.
Ugh! Could you imagine? How long have you guys been married for?
12 years.
12 years. How'd you guys meet?
Friends.
Through friends? White people stuff? All right, no big deal. Only white people have friends, by the way. Nobody else. I have a girlfriend now. It's awful. We've been gone for 4 years. We hate each other. She will say the meanest stuff to me, but I can't break up with her because I'm not going back to the gym. They're running in there, Jake. My girlfriend and I, we just went on vacation together. We got in this huge fight in the hotel room. She went on level 3 flip out. Ladies, you know what that is? Yelling, crying, throwing stuff. In the hotel room, she starts threatening me. She's like, I'm going to jump out the window. She's like, I'm going to jump out the window because the way you make me feel, I hate you. I was like, oh, snap. I panicked. I run downstairs to wake up the manager. I'm like, hey, man, wake up. Me and my girlfriend just got in this huge fight. He's like, that's not my problem. I said, look, man, I don't think you get it. She wants to jump out the window. She's going nuts. I need your help. He's like, that's not my problem. I was like, it is your problem. The window is stuck. Get up there. This is my only way out, sir. Just go up there. We both decided to have a hall pass. I don't know if you guys know what a hall pass is. For some of you guys that know what a hall pass is, we're both allowed to pick one person that we're allowed to hook up with if we ever get the opportunity to meet, usually a celebrity, and the other person can't get mad at them. So my girlfriend picked the actor from Aquaman. Oh, yeah. Did I ask for his name? For his name. I don't like him. I looked him up. Very, very handsome. And I saw his girlfriend and she was super hot. So I was like, good luck with that. I don't think it's happening. I have Jake's number. Do you want to call Jake? Are you kind? Because that's not a kind answer. She's like, whatever, jerk, who's your hall pass? I was like, my hall pass is Elizabeth from Applebee's. I'm not gonna waste my hall pass. That would be stupid. She's right over there. I know her schedule like the back of my hand. Good luck deep sea diving for this dude. Say hi to Ariel while you're down there. I have to keep my girlfriend because I'll never find another girlfriend. I'm terrible at dates. I always try to say funny stuff all the time. I have no filter. Like, I remember the last date I was on, this woman, she started opening up. Right? Like, not in a good way, emotionally. In a very unkind way. She's like, you know, when I was 8 years old, my dad went out to get hamburgers for the whole family and never came back. And I was like, oh my, those must have been some amazing hamburgers. Do you remember where he went? I want some. Did he Yelp it? We should find your father. Could you imagine a hamburger so good where you just leave your family? You just take one bite, I'm not going back. I won't go back. You gotta go back. What about your kids? My parents want me to get an arranged marriage. Yeah, for some of you guys that don't know what an arranged marriage is, that's in my culture where a guy's dad will call the girl's parents and they'll just get them married without even meeting. I thought that was an awful idea until I saw my cousin's wife. Wow. She is super hot. My cousin looks like something out of Narnia. I saw them together. I was like, sign me up, dude. Like, what? Arrangement. Think about how cool it could be in America, right? Think about how cool it would be. Single guys, think about it. You're at a club. You go up to the hottest girl in the club. You're like, hey, baby, you want to dance? She's like, no. Then you could say, well, too bad. My dad talked to your dad, and guess what? We're dancing. I'm kind. Don't try that, by the way. Don't you do it. My best friend's white. He always tries to categorize me. Recently, he was like, hey, man, you're Indian, right? I'm like, that's right. So you're from India. I was like, way to go, Steve. You nailed it. He's like, all right, India's in Asia. I guess that makes you Asian. I was like, nah, man, Asians are Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, all the kneeses. He's like, my bad, you're not Asian. I guess it makes you what, like Middle Eastern, right? I'm like, whoa, 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 Asian it is. Take it easy, buddy. You know? Don't start that again, am I right? Do we have any Middle Easterners here tonight? All right, looks like I'm skipping the next joke, right? I had to make sure, ooh. It only takes one, all right, JK. JK, everybody. I like this. I feel at home. I like it. Racism goes all the way, though. Like, you know, people go, listen, white people, you know, there's a lot of racism against white people too, right? Have you seen these documentaries on serial killers? My God. Every episode? Oh, no. That's no good. Everyone. I back you up. I got your back. I'm like, you know, this is racist, not all. White people are serial killers. The problem is all serial killers are white. And that's as far as I can go. What else can I do? And it's not like it's white people's fault. It's not like in your blood. It's just white people, only people in the world that can be serial killers. White people are the only people in the world that can get away with 8 unsolved murders in a row. There's no other ethnicity that can do that. It's not your fault. you're the only one that can do it. So why not? You don't think black people want to be serial killers? Of course they do. They can't. Could you imagine a black serial? He would get pulled over on the way to getting supplies. Driving, minding your own business. What seems to be the problem, officer? Your taillight's out. No, it's not. Officer down. I mean, is that? Indians, Hispanics, Asians, we can't be serial killers. Our family's way too nosy. My mom's a snitch. My mom would sniff that out. Where is the rope? What happened to the duct tape? Where is the bleach? Damn, Mom! Get out of my room! I'm checking your trunk. You can't go in the trunk, Mom. There's people in there. Why are you doing this? You raised me. I'm trying to make a name for myself. That's what you wanted, right, Mother? My mom hates me. I have two sisters. One's a doctor, one's a lawyer, and I'm this. I'm doing dry bar comedy. My mom hates me. My mom's favorite day of the year is Halloween because for one day a year, her son's a doctor. Which is very mean. My mom's a nut, dude. Every time I upset her, she makes me do weird stuff, like a punishment that I don't even see coming until it happens. Last year, she made me take my cousin trick-or-treating for Halloween. I was like, of course I will. I don't care. I love Halloween. Let's go. I go pick up my cousin, 11-year-old Indian kid. You know what he's dressed like? A Slurpee. I wanted to knock the straw off his head. I'm like, what? You dress like a Slurpee. You're Indian. People make fun of us about this. Why would you decide to dress yourself up like a Slurpee? But I couldn't say any of that because I was dressed like Aladdin. I could say nothing. I was like, just hop on the carpet. It's gonna be a long ride. The worst. My mom is the boss of my family, though. I can't say no to her. My mom is my dad. I didn't realize how useless my dad was until I was 8 years old when I asked him for some permission. He apparently had no authority of giving me while my mom was out of the house grocery shopping, right? I'm 8 years old, dude. I go up to my dad. I'm like, hey, Dad, can I go play in the sprinklers? He's like, you want to go play in the sprinklers, buddy? You go ahead. You have a good time. Don't you worry, buddy. Don't you worry. I was like, I wasn't worried until you said that 3 times, Father. But now I'm very worried. Thank you. 5 minutes later, I'm the sprinklers having the time of my life. And then guess who shows up? I don't know. Or my mom, like a falcon. She just lands at a sidewalk, pissed. She just shows up. She's like, hey, what do you think you're doing? I was like, I'm playing in the sprinklers. She's like, who told you? Point them out. Who told you? I would like to meet the person that told you. I just want to say hello to the person that said it was okay to play in the sprinklers. Can I meet him, please? Can I, please? I'm like, Mom, Dad told me I could play in the sprinklers, relax. She's like, oh! You asked your father for permission. You might as well have asked a banana. A banana, bro. And then my dad sells me out because he's scared of my mom, right? She's like, did you tell him he could play in the sprinklers? He's like, I don't even know this guy. Who is this guy? I'm like, it's your son, Father. Source. My mom just learned how to start text messaging people, and by people I mean me. My mom text messages me the most useless text messages in the history of text messages. I got one from her the other day, I swear to you, this is what it said, verbatim. I whip it out, it says, "Oh my God, the remote is not working." It goes on, same text, same thread. "I think it is broken, Beta." "Oh, wait, never mind. I have fixed it. Don't you worry, buddy. Don't you worry." I'm like, "Mom." I come home like, "Why would you send this after you fixed the remote? Why does your text messages have Indian accents? I don't like any of this." She's a sweetheart. I love doing stand-up comedy. This is my favorite thing to do. All comics are, we're all broke. Not me, I'm doing okay. But most comics are broke. They're just fine, don't you worry, buddy. But I do like being broke, though. You know, it's fun. Being rich is boring. When you're broke, every day's an adventure, I like it, right? When you're broke, every day you wake up, you're like, if anything happens, I'm done. It's like a video game. We gotta get to Thursday. Follow me. I've been there. Let's go. I checked the mail the other day. I got a bill. It said final notice on it. I was like, thank God. Looks like I won't have to deal with this anymore, right? Wow. I was getting very worried. I win. It's tough to pay bills even if you have money. There are too many passwords. How are we supposed to remember this? I'm a person, not a cloud. I got the Verizon bill last week. I had to crack the Da Vinci Code to pay this. It took too long. I was gonna take 2 minutes. I called them, I'm like, "What's up, Verizon? It's me, Kabir Singh, let's do this." They're like, "What's your account number?" I'm like, 4789432. "Where do you live?" 2000 Walnut Avenue. "What's your date of birth?" 12/30/84. "Now what? Let's go." He's like, "What's your bill pay password?" I was like, "You bastards." I bill pay what? I don't know what that is. This should have been the first question. Am I right? I don't know what that is. Please let me just pay this. Please, please. He's like, "I can't. I need your bill pay password, but I have good news for you. In case you forgot, you set up a password hint." So of course I did. I'm always one step ahead of the game, homie. How dare you? What's my hint? He's like, "Your hint is turtles." I was like, "Oh no." I was like, I don't know any turtles. "I've never seen a turtle, sir. Please let me just pay this so we can move on with our lives. Please." He's like, "I can't, I need your bill pay password. I need to make sure it's you." I'm like, "Who is out there paying other people's bills?" Nobody steals some dude's identity and goes up to your friends like, "Let's pay all the stuff off." That doesn't happen. It's the opposite. He's like, "Please let me just pay this." You know what my password turned out to be? It turned out to be rocket. Because turtles are slow and rockets are fast. Thank you, Jack Daniels and marijuana, for that combination. What normal person would do that? I got the new iPhone with Siri on it. Do you guys have Siri? Siri's racist. Siri only understands white people. That's why you only see white people use Siri on commercials. Every commercial is white people. Beep, beep, Siri, could you tell Michael and Jason that me and Ben are on the way, please? Beep, beep, mess of scent. Then I use it with my Indian cousins' names and all hell breaks loose, right? Then I use it, I'm like, "Beep, beep, Siri, could you tell Rajinder, Patinder, and Satinder that me and Priya are on the way, please? Beep, beep, we've located 5 7-Elevens in your area." I'm like, "Why? We made you. Traitor." I won't stand for it. Indians get made fun of for a lot of stuff, too. Some stuff is true, right? Like, Indians will bargain. I don't know if you know this. Indians will bargain anytime, anywhere. We'll bargain while we're getting robbed. Robbed. I've seen it. Hey, put your hands up. Okay, buddy, hear me out. How about I put one hand up, okay? Everybody calm down. It's like, how about I shoot you in the face? How about you just stab me and we call it a day, okay? Just give me all your stuff. How about I give you half my stuff? And you give me your watch. It's a very good deal. You're not calm. That's why you never see any Indians on Deal or No Deal. It would take too long. It would just be 4 hours, some Indian guy yelling, no deal, no thank you. It's like, we haven't even offered you anything yet, sir. You're in line. I actually had the opportunity to do shows in India, which was a blast. I don't know if you know this, but we don't use toilet paper in India. Did you guys know that? No, we use water in our hands because we believe that's more hygienic and better for the environment. Which is fine with me, but the problem is they told me this 8 days into the trip after I high-fived half of New Delhi. I was like, when? No wonder. God, that was me. My cousin was pumped to see me, though. He wanted to impress me. The first place he took me to was an amusement park. That sounds like fun, right? Roller coasters in a third world country. I'm already afraid of heights. Now I'm on a wooden roller coaster in Bangladesh. I'm just going up this. Like, I'm going to die. There's no way I'm going to survive this. My cousin looks at me. He's like, don't worry, buddy. These roller coasters are just like the ones you have in America. Don't you worry, buddy. Don't you worry. Okay. I'm like, all right, cool. I look down. I see two Indians pulling a rope. One of them gave me the thumbs up. I'm like, put your hand back in the rope, bro. There's people up here. And then I thought to myself, wow, that rope must smell like poop. I wouldn't touch that rope. No, I'm glad I'm not single, dude. It's rough. It's rough out there dating. I used to hit on white girls all the time. You guys are the worst. White girl's gonna be super racist. Remember the last time I was hit on a white girl? She was like, hey, you wanna go back to my place? I was like, hell yeah. I go back to her place. She had me fix the computer while she passed out on the couch. It's not nice. I've actually always wanted a Latina girlfriend. Do we have Latinas in the house? Latins? I love Latina. I've always wanted a Latina girlfriend. I'm just not ready to start a family. I think this has gone very well. Drybar, that's been my time. My name is Kabir Singh. It was a privilege and honor performing for you guys. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thank you guys. That means a lot, guys. Hopefully I'll see you guys in the future. Thank you.